We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tav Yavim and Achamushim Mechad Yaakov Pivinichos Eliyahu. We're in Erechim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. We continue the pattern of Ein Pochasin V'lo Mosifin. They wouldn't have less than this and not more than that. So this we learn, the first halacha here we learn in Masechas Sukkah, Perek Hei Mishnah Hei. Ein Pochasin Me'esim V'achas Tkiyah B'Mikdash. They never had less than 21 blasts of the trumpets of the chatotos of the mikdash v'lo moshifan al-habron u'shmona, and then never had more than 48. So what was 21? 21 was a typical day. We considered a tkiya true and tkiya to be as three blasts. So they blew three to at the time of opening up of the sha'arim of the gates of the azar every morning. There were nine for the tamid shal shachar and nine for the tamid shal ben habayim. So that's 9 plus 9, 18 plus 3. That's 21. And they would blow the chatzotros during the time of the nesachim, of the pouring of the wine down the mizbeach of the karmat tamid shel shachar and karmat tamid shel ben harbayim. That was a typical day. V'lo mosifin al habron mishmona. They wouldn't have more than 48. This maximum would happen when erev Shabbos Friday fell on a Friday in the middle of Sukkot. They would blow the 21 regular of every day. Then there were another 12 additional ones for the nisuch hamayim when they poured the water down the Mizbeach, they blew the trumpets. Another nine for the Tkios of Musaf during the time of the pouring of the wine down the Mizbeach of the Karma Musaf. And remember, because it's Erev Shabbos, there were six Tkios that they blew before Shabbos. Three to tell people to stop doing Malacha, and three at the very end, right before Shabbos, to be Mavdil, being Kodesh Lachol. So altogether, that's 48. Then another Ein Pochasin Mishnei Nevalim, V'lo Mosifin Al Shisha. They never had less than two Nevalim, harps, lyres, some type of string instrument, for two Levi'im, where they would play these instruments at the time of the Shira on a Karban, on the Duchan in the Beis HaMikdash. So they have never less than two, and never more than six. Rashi says he doesn't know why they were never more than six. Ein pochasin mishnei chalilim v'lo mosifin al shnei masar. They never had any less than two flutes blowing by the levim, and never more than 12. Uveshnei masar yom bashana hechalil makeh. The makeh means to hit, but it means to play. There were 12 days during the year that they would blow the flute lifnei hamizbeach, specifically at the time of a korban. So what were those times? Beshchitas, first is Beshchitas Pesach Rishon, the shechting of the first Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, when they read the Hallel and the Azara at the time of the Shchita, they would blow flutes. Uveshchitas Pesach Sheni, on the 14th of Iyar, they also read the Hallel at the time of the Shchita of the Karban Pesach Sheni, so they would also blow flutes at that time during the time of Hallel. Uveyom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Uveyom Tov Shel Hateres, the first day of Pesach, the first day of Shavuos, Uveshmonas Meachag, and all 8 days of Sukkot where they said a full Hallel. So the time they said a full Hallel, they would blow the flutes. So once again, the Mishnah says there weren't less than two flutes, not more than 12. And then another halacha, there were 12 days a year where they would blow the flutes. V'lo haya make ba'abuv shel nechoshes, ela ba'abuv shel kaneh v'mneisha kalo orev. The Mishnah just describes that the chalil that they would use, the flute they would use, would not be one made out of nechoshes, out of copper. Some say that it means that, no, it could be made out of copper, but the mouthpiece should not be copper. Rather, they would use either a mouthpiece or a full flute made out of a kanan, made out of a reed, because kolo arev, because there would be a sweeter, more pleasant sound when you would use a reed over using nechoshes. V'lo haya machlik, ela ba'avuv yichidi. Machlik means, or machalek means, to be misayim, to conclude the blowing of the flutes. So although they had multiple, as we said, never less than two, not more than 12, but at the very end of the song, of the melody, so they would, when they play the instruments, there would be one flute that would blow at the end, at coming to the end of the playing of the instruments, having one as a solo would be the most pleasant way to conclude the playing of the instruments. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Va'avdei Kohanim HaKohanim Hayu. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The people who would play the flutes in front of the Mizbeach, Rabbi Meir says, that they were avadim of Kohanim. They didn't need to be Kohanim at all. Why would Rabbi Meir allow such a thing? Because there's no reason why not. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion of Ein Ma'alin Min Haduchin LeYuchsin V'lo L'Masos. This is a famous concept. Whether or not if I see a Levi who is playing in the Beis HaMikdash, can I make an assumption that he has proper lineage and therefore we can give him Maser and marry him into prominent families? So Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, no. Ein malin min haduchin leyuchsin v'lo l'masros. You can't assume that just because someone is playing on the platform on the duchin in the Beis HaMikdash that he has good yichus and is a proper levi and we give him maser. No, not necessarily. And therefore, since that was his rule, so it didn't matter who was playing. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mishpachos Beis HaBegarim uBeis Tziporia uMe'emaom Hayu Masi and Lakuna. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that people who played the Chalilim in the Beis HaMikdash, they were Yisraelim from the families of Beis HaPigarim and Beis Tziporia, maybe the name of a place, Me'emaom from a city. Some say it's Me'emaos. But either way, these families were Meyuchas families who were Masi and Kahuna, which means that the Kohanim would marry their daughters, even though they're Yisraelim, nonetheless, because they were Meyuchas families, Kohanim would marry those families. And therefore, what is Rabbi Yossi coming to teach me when he tells us these were the families from Beis HaPigarim, Beis Tziporia, which were obviously prominent families, to teach us that we are male from the duchan to yuchsin at least. We can assume that if someone is playing the flutes on the duchan, so maybe they're not levim. That doesn't mean they say levim. But Rabbi Meir held they were avdei kohanim. Didn't matter about yichus. And didn't matter about masos. Rabbi Yossi of the opinion, no, yichus matters. Which means that if you see people playing on the duchan, that we can assume that they're coming from prominent families. And kohanim families should be comfortable marrying into those families. So therefore, why? Because Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion of malin min haduchan liyuchsin. He felt that way. And therefore, we have to make sure that the people playing the flutes, they don't have to be levim necessarily, but they do have to come from prominent families. Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Antigonos, Omer Levim Hayu. He says, Malin, they must have been Levim, why? Because Malin min Haduchan the Masters. He feels that that the people who were playing on the Duchan, we can assume that they were Levim. And therefore, why? Because he was of the opinion that you can be Malef from the platform, from people who are playing on the Duchan, to give them Master and assume that they're Levim. And therefore, we have to be Machmir, we have to ensure that Levim are playing on the Duchan, because there's an assumption people have that people playing on Duchen are going to be Levim. Therefore, so now, as opposed to Rabbi Yossi, who says, no, they don't have to be Levim. And we're not Malo. We don't assume people playing on the platform in the Beis HaMikdash, playing instruments, are playing the Chalilim, are Levim. So you can't give them Maser. But to marry them, assume that they're from Yuchas families, that we can assume. Now the Gemara says, this is all about playing the instruments. We didn't speak about singing. Who can do the singing? So the Gemara says, in terms of Shira Bepeh, singing, everyone agrees that the shir on the karbon, on the duchen, were the levim. They're the ones who had to sing. That's based on the pasuk in Devarim Yod Ches, v'sheireis b'shem Hashem Elokav kechol achav ha-levim. So he should serve in the name of Hashem like all of his brothers levim. The Gemara says, ezu sheiros shu b'shem Hashem. What does it mean, v'sheireis b'shem Hashem? To serve in the name of Hashem? Hevei omer zu shira. We assume that refers to shira. So therefore, you have to be kechol achav ha-levim in order to do the service of the Vishereis B'Shem Hashem, which is the singing. So the singing was done by Levim, but what about the playing of the instruments? That's a three-year machlokas. Avdei Kohanim, according to Rabbi Meir, dignified, prominent families, Yisraelim, according to Rabbi Yossi, because Malin, Min, Miduchin, Liyuchsin, and they were Levim, according to Rabbi Chanim and Antigonos, because we are Malin, Liduchin, Limastros.